This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tens of thousands descend upon D.C. for a defeat that mandates medical freedom rally. While most mainstream media ignored the event altogether, some chose to misrepresent it. Bringing you what's ignored, sensationalized, unbalanced, misleading, or just plain false, here's your media malfeasance for the final week of January. Washington Post leads with the sensational term, anti-vaccine activists. Never mind that it is in no way accurate in describing the rally. A prominent vaccine developer was among the speakers, and many have exhaustively repeated that they're pro-vaccine, just anti-mandate. But who expects accuracy from legacy media anymore? Other outlets zeroed in on less than 2 minutes of a 25-minute speech given by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. CNN misrepresented the point RFK Jr. was making about seeing the warning signs of authoritarian rule that inspired segregation, discrimination, and ultimately death leading up to the Holocaust. Just the mere mention of Anne Frank earns RFK Jr. the label anti-Semite, according to CNN. But it was always okay to make Hitler and Nazi Germany references when it was this guy at the helm.
So when people ask why you support Donald Trump, you just tell them.
He's going to take our economy from here to here.
All the feigned outrage was to distract from the 2.5 hours of other info-packed testimonies preceding the RFK Jr. speech. So what's an actual Holocaust survivor have to say about totalitarian measures surrounding the jab mandates?
So my question is, if these injections don't prevent infection or transmission, why then are the vaccinated special? They're allowed to do all kinds of, they have all kinds of freedom, which the government allows them from time to time, right? They still have to wear masks. But the unvaccinated are being vilified as the Jews were in the 1930s and 40s. What's the difference?
Also this week, CBS actually asks a decent question of its panel, who feels they are better off with Biden than they were with Trump? But perhaps they didn't expect this response.
No one believes we're in a better spot now. Unfortunately, I don't think that our public servants are actually, they're kind of on a lag with the science. I was not vaxxed, had COVID, I didn't even know I had it. I had the sniffles for 2 days and body aches. And if I hadn't lost my sense of smell, I wouldn't have known the difference.
Turning now to someone who doesn't like questions. Yes, President Biden calls a reporter a stupid for asking about inflation. Kelly O'Donnell of NBC News plays cover.
It's on the subject of the event, which was related to the economy. So Peter Ducey of Fox asked about inflation and got that insulting response in front of a microphone and an audience.
So Biden was upset. The reporter wasn't staying on topic. They were talking about the economy, and Ducey dared to ask about inflation. Right. The rising cost of goods and services for all Americans, that has nothing to do with the economy. No wonder he called a member of the media a stupid SOB. Who's the bully now? MSNBC's Tiffany Cross takes it beyond bullying and just jumps to inciting violence.
It is indeed a war, and I have to say, they have won some battles, Jasmine, but we have to keep our eye on the war, and everybody needs to pick up a weapon and get involved.
And here's one for the misinfo police. Germany has to acknowledge its pandemic of the unvaccinated narrative is fake news. But the health minister says it was just a computer glitch. An investigation from area newspapers there found that Hamburg's social services department's numbers were skewed. In most cases, they didn't know who was vaxxed or not. That didn't stop them from classifying all unknown vax statuses as unvaccinated. And you would think a cop killer would make headline news, but most of the media are ignoring the alleged shooting of Harris County Constable Charles Galloway during a traffic stop. Why isn't MSM interested? Could it be that the one facing capital murder charges is an illegal immigrant?
The PR machine for the administration wouldn't want to draw any more attention to the border crisis or the violence and ramifications that come with it. Now, would they? And that's your media malfeasance for the week. For KLIM.news, I'm Chris Dooley.
With all the craziness going on in the world, with the globalists plotting their next big lockdown, with the next phase of the Great Reset being a staged cyber attack, with the deep state pushing a civil war, not just here, but in Europe, and war with Russia, with the massive inflation and all the other garbage that's taking place, like supply chain breakdowns, you need to get prepared now with high-quality, storable food that is ready to ship. And it's been 4 years since My Patriot Supply at preparewithalex.com has offered their storable food at 25% off. 4 years. But right now, it's 25% off until February 13th, 2022. A little over 2 weeks from the time I'm cutting this to get 25% off at preparewithalex.com on the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Act now. Get prepared now. This is absolutely essential for everybody that wants to be self-sufficient.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And wow, we are, the censorship is beyond belief what's going on in the world. In America, the freedom is dead. You know, one of the, Canadian truckers convoy, the Freedom Convoy, is really, really big. And it's being ignored, lied about, and downplayed by the major media. It is something that is a mega trend for freedom. Freedom Convoy, truckers cause chaos in Ottawa after second day of protest. That's the BBC. Truckers cause chaos. How about truckers are taking to the streets because their rights are being denied by a little daddy's boy, a silver spoon little fraidy cat clown, Justin Trudeau. You go back last Thursday, fully jabbed, 3 shots, and he goes into hiding, isolation, because, oh, it was somebody got COVID. Wait a minute. You're telling me that if you get all the shots, you're fine. There it is. This is totally ignored by the media. Before I got on, before I came up here, I Googled up Canadian truckers protest. I got hardly anything. And I got news from yesterday and the day before. Pick up today's toilet paper of record. Oh, no, excuse me. The paper of record, self-exclaimed by the New York Times. Not one shred of coverage of that rally. Wall Street Journal, zip, zero, nada. Truckers protest in Ottawa against Canada's vaccine mandate. This is from Al Jazeera. The so-called Freedom Convoy is a rally against the vaccine requirement. Wait a minute. It's not a so-called. It is called. This is how bad the media is. This is Nazism. This is communism. This is not, hey, Americanism. Oh, it is what it is now. Then here's the next line. Now, this is how they open it up. Hundreds of truckers have driven their giant rigs into the Canadian capital, Ottawa. Wait a minute. Not hundreds of truckers. By all estimates, the lowest number that I've seen is 50,000. 50,000. Maybe Al Jazeera can't count that high. This is outright propaganda. Totally blackballed by the media. Ooh, I shouldn't say blackballed. Oh, I'll be called racist. This is totally being shut down. You know why? This is real. And now it's going on in Australia as well. And what does the media come out with? Chaos. Oh. And then the Washington Post, the Bezos rag. Yeah, the Bezos rag. You know what their thing is? Oh, the Ottawa officials are angry. And so is little Trudeau. Little Trudeau in hiding after he got two jabs. Oh, and now he's tested positive. Someone urinated on a statue. Someone urinated on a statue at all those people? Who the hell are you talking to? I'll tell you who you're talking to. You're talking to the morons of the world who buy this crap and swallow it. Look at that little coward, Trudeau. They asked to speak with him and he won't. I got COVID. Hey, what'd you get vaxxed for? What'd you get vaxxed for, little boy? Little boy or nothing in a country near you. This protest is big. I was on a number of, I did rallies out of Alberta where they zoomed me in. Of course, I couldn't go there because I'm not vaxxed. And I told the guys, I said, listen, they have to go and not leave. I said, I don't know the first thing about trucking, but I know a lot about politics. Briefly, at a graduate school, and my degree was in public administration, I was a guy running, involved in major political campaigns in Westchester County, the richest county in America. Yeah, Angelo Martinelli became the longest running mayor of Yonkers. Oh, it's only a city of over 200,000 people. Yeah, I was a campaign coordinator. Worked on district attorneys, senators, state senators. Been there. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate at 26 years old. I designed and instructed American politics and campaign technology, how to run political campaigns and how to get things done the way you want. And I taught it at St. John's University. I was a chief government affairs specialist of a major trade association. I was killing environmental legislation at the height of the environmental movement back in the 1970s. That's where my head was. I bought into the system. But then I wised up. I wouldn't know what I know if I wasn't on the other side. So I told them, the only way this is going to work is if the truckers go and they don't leave. Day in, day out, until these draconian mandates are lifted. And if you don't believe me, look how the Berlin Wall came down. They went, they didn't leave. Look at how the India farmers, they got rid of that bill that Modi was going to pass. They went to the streets day after day, night after night, week after week, month after month, until they won. They just stopped Rio Tinto in Serbia from building a lithium mine. They didn't want it. The people took to the streets. They didn't leave. They beat them. We can beat them. Going to a rally for one day and going home means nothing. And if you don't believe me, you can ask that guy, Caspar Weinberger, who was the defense secretary under Ronald Reagan. They had a massive protest here in New York. I'll never forget it. March of Washington Square Park up to Central Park. A million people almost. A million people. Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger, an interview taped Friday for broadcast tonight in New York, said, quote, "The fact that a very large number of people turn out for a particular event is certainly something that people notice. But I don't think that anybody rushes back and says we have to change our policy or something because there's been a rally." Get it? Get it? They're useless if you go one day and go home. What the truckers are doing now is gigantic. And it can make a great difference in freedom, peace, and justice. This is big. And the media is ignoring it. This can change things in a way that we haven't seen before. We're going to come back in a bit. InfoWars has been covering this. And remember, support InfoWars because they're robbing us of our truth, freedom, and justice. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And again, do what you can to support InfoWars. What's going on, you know, with the Spotify and going after Joe Rogan and the way they announce it and say it. You know, you're not allowed to disagree with the official information coming out from prostitutes, media whores who get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. Everybody that comes out against what they're saying is chastised. This is terrible. Again, that little clown Trudeau. The little daddy's boy. Who's this guy? He'd be nobody if daddy wasn't Justin Trudeau. Calling it a minority that against it. A jerk. A little boy. A little actor. I gotta believe a majority? Oh, you mean the same majority that believe little daddy's boy George W. Bush? Another little clown. Another little boy of nothing. Would be nobody if Grandpa was in Prescott Bush and Daddy was in President George Bush. Yeah, that one. That 88% of his people, the Americans, the majority, believed his BS. We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. And I got this little jerk telling me I'm a minority? I have to believe the dictates of the dictators? Where's the outrage in this country? How come this isn't happening with the farmers? Oh, yeah, they had a rally in D.C. with RFK Jr., who I deeply respect. And I was a speaker at Ron Paul's War on Us event. And I was a speaker just before RFK Jr. How many people showed up in D.C.? What, about 30,000? Out of 330 million? The only way you win this is by going and not leaving until your demands are met. And you make it peaceful as they're doing. And that's what I told the people in Alberta. This has to be peaceful. It has to be continual. If they demand that you move the trucks, move them. Go nice and slow and stop, stop and go. Oh, when you run out of gas, ask the police to get you gas so you can move on. And you don't leave until your rights are returned. This is terrible what's going on. The language that they're using to discriminate against people who refuse to follow their mandates. I'm going to make up a story. We're going to go back 2 years ago. Oh, you know what? Today the Chinese equity markets are closed down. You know why? It's Chinese Lunar New Year. Let's go back 2 Chinese Lunar New Years ago. 2020. The year of the rat. when COVID was launched from the city of Wuhan. They couldn't stop the Hong Kong protests, by the way, that were going on in 2019. And I used to be on Hong Kong TV talking to the reporters. You know, I've gone like 20 minutes. So what are you guys doing? Mr. Salenti, we're not stopping. We're going to fight this. They stopped it. They locked down Wuhan. They locked down a couple of cities. They locked down Hong Kong. It was over. So here's the story. We're going to go back to I'm going to show you how stupid, ignorant, and how easy the people follow. So what did they do? Our cover of the Chun's Journal back on January 28th, 2020. Coronavirus, 106 dead in China. Big news. Our next line was 1.4 billion still alive. What are you telling me this stuff for? The reason they wear those stupid masks is because of air pollution. Used to make fun of them. The people of America got so afraid of the COVID, you can't make this stuff up. The first thing that they did was they ran to the grocery store to buy toilet paper. All right? You can't make this up. It was a science fiction movie. You could not make this up. Shows you what a bunch of crap heads the people are. Hey, you know, the Neanderthals were using Scott toilet paper too, I think. Do you have your water? Gotta buy toilet paper. This COVID fear, of course, as the people that watch InfoWars know, this is a plan to take over more power from the dictators in charge that have robbed the people of their freedom, peace, and justice. This is draconian. That people are being forced to take an Operation Warp Speed mRNA injection. The first ever injected into a human being. They're usually tested for what? 5-12 years? Rushed into market. And they refuse it. And they're demeaned. And let's go back. Little Trudeau over there, you're fully vaccinated and you got the virus. You're around vaccinated people all the time. How did you get the virus? You mean the vaxxers are spreading it? Oh, you're blaming the unvaxxed. No, you're all vaxxed. You're all vaxxed, you got the virus. Oh, but I would have died if I didn't get it. Yeah, it's the BS they put out there. But how about the other people who are saying how sick they got from it? So what happened to the 96% efficacy rate that they were selling a year ago? Now, I'm not making that up. That's the number they said. 2 shots, 96% efficacy. Oh, and now according to the Israeli Health Ministry, it's 39%. Oh, and it doesn't last that long, does it? This is going to be a shot a year, just like the flu. And as bad as the flu, because they don't have a great track record either. Again, follow what's going on in the Canadian truckers' protests. Do what you can to support them. Spread the word. Because it's being blackballed by the media. I've been looking all day to see what's going on today, and I can't find it. I was getting loads of links yesterday, live links. What are the police doing? What are the people doing? What are the truckers doing? And we need one here. It's happening in Australia now. It needs to be in America. We'll be right
back. It's hard to believe January 2022 is almost over. And that means our big New Year's special is about to end. The highest quality, whole food-based multivitamin and our best-selling vitamin C with zinc and rose hips formula that absolutely turbocharges your immune system are both on sale for just a few more days for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a lot of other great products as well where the sale is about to end on this coming Monday. So that means as of the time I cut this on Thursday evening, you've just got 3 days to save 40% off on high quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, like our vitamin C, zinc, rose hips formula that is, again, amazing for your immune system and so much more, and, of course, our whole food multivitamin, meaning it comes from organic sources and is, again, the highest quality for your body. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars. What a team of people they have over there. The work that they do. Look, I used to be on everybody from Oprah, The Today Show, Good Morning America, you name it, Fox, one after another. This production, the people that they have working there, this is the top of the top. So do what you can to support InfoWars, to keep the truth alive, because they're stealing it in front of our eyes. And the way you can do it is by supporting their great product lines. And they have two of their newest Mega Immune System support supplements. You get them for 40% off. And this is the way you build your system.
immune system. Nobody talks about this. Oh, no, the only way you're going to beat COVID is by getting a vaccination. That doesn't work. So, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages, for years, InfoWars has worked to develop a new line of vitamins, but it's taken time to ensure that they're only sourced to the highest possible quality at the best price, and they've done it. These efforts have paid off, and several months ago, they launched three all-new Mega Immune Support vitamin formulas, and they quickly sold out. Ba-da-boom, ba-da-bang, gone. So, you're here today with two of those formulas. They're restocked, and they're available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin, 40% off. InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 40% off. And these two vitamin formulas are loaded with natural immune support boosters that many listeners have been asking for. They're going to sell out quickly again. So really, this is the time to secure your order. It's going to be months before the next shipment arrives. So visit InfoWars store, InfoWarsStore.com, and support the InfoWar as well as you and your family's health. Get 40% off right now and start supporting your natural immune system. Your natural immune system. Imagine that. Talking about supporting your natural immune system. Not a peep from the prostitutes to get into good health, build your immune system to fight COVID. Never a peep. Never a peep. And again, the first book I worked on many years ago, 1980s, was Natural Healing. It was a Warner book. I worked on this. I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences. So you got to build your immune system up. You got to get strong. You got to get into good health. And that's something nobody talks about anymore. Those are dirty words. And if you don't believe me, go to CNN, the Cartoon News Network. Two of America's favorite foods are about to get more expensive. The makers of top foods and consumer good brands plan to raise prices in the spring, dashing shoppers' hopes for a quicker drop in their groceries bill. So I said to myself, what are two of America's favorite foods? Well, how about Oscar Mayer cold cuts? And that's what they got over here. The hot dogs. Oh, they're great for you. Boy, they eat those hot dogs. They're just great. Cold cuts, hot dogs, bacon, sausage, and Velveeta cheese. I don't understand why people are getting sick of COVID. Because when you look at the data, these are the facts. These are the facts, Freaky Trudeau, Gutson, Gavin Newsom, Witless Whitmer, the clown playing governor of Michigan, and Huckleberry over here in New York. Oh, yeah, who just extended the mask mandate to February 10th. Why not February 9th? Why, I say February 11th. No, Salenti. February 13th, the day before February 14th. You got a bunch of jerks off over there making up crap. Who's dying from this thing? Oh, let's go back to the food. McDonald's expects its costs to soar, and McDonald's Corp said it expects the rate of costs in increase for food, paper, and other materials in the United States to roughly double. McDonald's said Tuesday that price increases and promotions are helping to boost its U.S. sales. The Chicago company reported a 7.5% increase in U.S. same-store sales. Yay! Yay! Keep eating that crap. Keep eating that crap. Shove it down your throat. Yeah. Junk food? How about crap food? Going back to the data. From January 2020 to January 7th, 2022, 2 years, the grand total of 693 people between the ages of 1 to 17 died in the United States, allegedly from the COVID virus. According to the Centers for Disease Control, out of that 693, 61% were obese. Got it? Now you put the number into perspective. There we are. America, America. I don't understand why I got sick. Can't figure it out. Boy, it blows me away. Goes back to buying those products from InfoWars to get into good shape. It's all connected. The better health you're in, the less your chances of getting the virus. Again, 1 to 17-year-olds, 693 died from January 2020 to January 7, 2022. 693, 61% had or were obese. Yep. Isn't that great? Yeah. Yep. You'll never get sick. Oh, yeah. And you'll have a lovely time of life. It's great. You love being like that. Okay. Keeping that number going. You're approximately 74 million people between the ages of 1 to 17 in America. 693 died in the course of 2 years. That's why 350 a year out of 74 million. What are you telling me this for? And 61% of them were obese. And you're telling the kids they got to get injected with this? This is demonic. This is hell on earth. Look at the junk people are eating. Look what it looks like. I said they used to have this expression, pigs can't fly. Been to the airport lately? Again, the whole culture's gone downhill. And the only way to reverse this, as I see it, is a renaissance. Yep. Go back to when it was great. I saw pictures of people online during the Great Depression. Long lines in New York City, as far as you could see. And the men were dressed up with hats and ties and jackets. There was a thing called dignity of America. It's gone. Until we bring back dignity and respect and self-respect, it's going to keep going lower. But we could change this. And InfoWars is doing what it can to do it. So get these great products. Build your immune system. This isn't a hoax. It's the truth. The products are there for you. And what the people are giving to put out, you know, we're doing the best we can to give you information you could use to prepare, prevail, and prosper. Because we're in a rough road ahead. When I get back, I'm going to talk about the markets. Ooh, they're up today. What a surprise. We'll be right back. Info.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The new Michelin silicone blades last through everything.
On a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions.
Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit.
Rainier Zeitload shows Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades with advanced quad-tech four-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts two times longer than other blades.
It's coming down in sheets.
Real-world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting you done.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. As I said, do you can to support InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. They have great products, and this is a time to really get in the best shape you can, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. We are in the fight for our life, and they're fighting it, and they have the products to help you fight it. So do what you can to support them. And, of course, we have the Trends Journal magazine. It's a weekly like nothing else in the world. Nothing comes close to it. And if you could show me one that does, let me know. And last week was 149 pages, a week before 161. And again, no ads, you know, so we're giving people everything they can to, because we're on a rough road ahead. And you look at the markets today. Oh, they're up. Yeah, there we go. When all else fails, they take you to war. And that's, we'll talk about that later. But first, I want to talk about the equity markets. And yeah, they're up. And so are interest rates going up. But how far will the Fed raise interest rates and what effect will it be? So here's the deal. You have inflation now, and the CPI number came in at what, 7%, right? So even if they raise interest rates 50 basis points, you're still deep in negative territory. And then you see the markets, they're down 1,000 points. Then all of a sudden, boom, they're up. Did you ever hear of the plunge protection team? The game is being rigged. The game is being rigged. Fed's Daily supports rate liftoff in March. Yep. They're gonna say they're gonna raise them more. Will they? I don't know. But here's what I do know. If they didn't rig the markets, January was going into the worst month since March when the COVID war really hit hard of 2020. They had 3 weeks in a row it was down. And now, again, they're down and poof, they pop up all of a sudden. They can't take higher interest rates. Excuse me. It's not the supply chain disruptions only that caused rising inflation. What really caused it was all the trillions of dollars of cheap money the government and the Federal Reserve dumped into the system. And when I say government and Federal Reserve, they're really one. Because all you have to do is look at who the Treasury Secretary is, Ms. Fatia Booth, Janet Yellen, and only a woman was in charge. I'm tired of that crap. Black, white, green, yellow, save it. Don't want to hear it. Good and bad comes in all of them. Anyway, where would she come from? She's our Treasury Secretary, and she was the former Fed head. All right? So the Federal Reserve is the government. It's not we the people. They're going to do everything they can to keep the economy going. But here's my forecast. You ready? They're going to do a Paul Volcker 2022. Paul Volcker was the Federal Reserve Chairman back in the 1980s. Matter of fact, 1982. Whoop, 82, 22. Yep, history's repeating itself. What happened? Inflation was skyrocketing. They raised interest rates by 18% or something. It was ridiculous. That's right. Whoop. Went into a severe recession. I ended up buying in Rhinebeck, New York, which is right up in Kingston now, right across the river, because Rhinebeck got too white for me, so I don't like it there anymore. The arrogant people with money. Oh, I have a lot of money. Don't you know who I am? Now, screw you. Anyway. I bought 38 acres in an old house. I have demolished it. It would be the whole place. But anyway, 38 acres, three lots, for $28,000. That's right. That's how bad it was in 1984 when they raised interest rates like that. Then what happened? Woof! They dramatically lowered them before the election in 1984. Yeah. And guess what? You just saw the GDP jump. For this year, because of all the cheap dough they threw in, the GDP jumped in 1984. This is the highest rate it's jumped now since then. So the feds are going to do the same thing. They're going to slow down the economy. And then before the election in 2024, they're going to lower interest rates dramatically. And boost the economy. And there used to be a campaign slogan back in 1992 when murderer, lying, lowlife, piece of scum, garbage, arrogant, crap, Bill Clinton was running for president. The line used to be, it's the economy, stupid. That's all the people care about. So that's my take on it. It's going to go down. And then the plan, whether it works or not, is that they're going to lower interest rates dramatically before the election because the midterms are shot already. They're going to go down. And they know it. They don't care. They only care about themselves, and that's the presidency. So that's how I'm looking at a lot of the economy. On the COVID war front, this thing's going to wind down late March, mid-April. You're going to start feeling the wind down because it's destroying businesses at levels that are unprecedented. And the political, the politics, the many ticks that suck the life out of us, these little clowns and the bureaucrats, that these are people who never can't get a job in the real world and they're into the political system. They suck their way in. They got to get revenue coming in so they can keep their jobs of doing nothing and making up crap. So they're going to have to boost the economy. So my forecast is, they're going to start winding down the COVID war. And there's going to be a boost. There's going to be a sharp boost. No question about it. That's my trend forecast on this. I mean, that's why I was talking about the phonies, the frauds, and the freaks. And you have you had this thing with Spotify where you had Neil Young and Joni Mitchell asking for their music to be removed. You know, we wrote about this in the Trends Journal, about the so-called actors, you know, over the months, selling the vaccines. Joni Mitchell and Neil Young, weren't these the hippies back in the day that were protesting against government dictates like the Vietnam War and other things? Look at what little corporate sellouts they are. And that guy, what's his name? Neil Young is a year older than me. Madonna me. I hope I don't look as bad as he does. Holy, what a bunch of little low-life sellouts. This little clown boy with more chins than Chinatown over there? Telling me what I should believe and understand about facts? You sing and play a guitar. Take it easy, Junior. You don't know crap about details, Junior. I'm an entertainer. Go screw yourself and shove it, man. You're a little coward. You're a corporate sellout. You all are. You're a bunch of corporate sellouts. What, I listening to, a celebrity. Oh, yeah, George Clooney said, he's a daddy's girl. Oh, yeah, his mommy was Rosemary Clooney. You'd be nowhere. You'd be nowhere if your mother wasn't there to get you there. And you're shoving your crap out here. Shove it up your you-know-what, man. That's how low this country's gone. Listen to these little morons. Oh, speaking of which, Meghan McCain said that despite being vaccinated, she contracted COVID-19. Oh, yeah, but it wasn't bad. Oh, it wasn't bad. Well, here she goes. My husband and I both fully vaccinated McCain, blah, blah, blah. And Dr. Fauci told the country months ago that it wasn't a matter of if, but when everyone would eventually catch the Omicron virus. I haven't gotten it. You know, knock on wood. Haven't been sick in 2 years. Every year, I hope I don't get a cold, don't get a flu. But anyway, but if everybody's going to get it. So I don't know why I was so surprised when I finally tested positive. Mercifully, she was my daughter, but my husband and I got very sick. More sick than the mild Omicron. Moricron. Meghan McCain Moricron. Yeah, your father was a murderer. Kill all those people in Vietnam. Oh, yeah, let's salute them. Yeah, that's to him. And listen to this crap she spews out. A war here. We want a war here. Your plane got shot down. It only killed 3 million people, innocent people in Vietnam. And now we're buying, by the way, we're importing number 2 importer of clothing and shoes, Vietnam. Going on. What I experienced wasn't mild, it wasn't easy, and I am fearful of the lockdown long-term side effects that I may experience. Why'd you get vaccinated? Why'd you get vaccinated? I know why. I know why. Yeah, because you listen to Joni Mitchell. Yeah, maybe that's why. Support InfoWars.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.